Welcome back to Income and Discussion, the talk show where we talk about anything and everything we feel opinionated about. Today, we're talking about Tinder and online dating. You're joined by me, Jacob, and my co-host, Dave.
Hello.
Yeah. So, Dave, you've completely missed online dating.
I have. I kind of like skipped the whole step of Tinder and like all that other shit. Apps.
My dude, it is a nightmare.
I sound so fucking old, but I have been in a relationship for a long time, so.
Yeah, you are like 41 anyway.
I'm not fucking 40. Why? Why?
No. Don't let me make Simon come back here.
Look, no. At the beginning of every episode, for the last few episodes, I'm just being bullied, okay?
Yeah, you have been, to be fair. Hey, look, you chose Simon.
I did.
And that's what you get.
He's a good
guy.
Get
absolutely demolished. For loving Pizza Hut.
Well, Tinder is your deal, your bag, so...
Tinder is an absolute nightmare.
You're going to have to go into the story that you were telling me about the other day, about this woman that's like, tried to find your Instagram.
Okay, so for reference, I'm single. Yeah, I think that's a woo situation, is it?
I wouldn't know.
That's kind of like... It's really rubbing salt in the wound.
I'm sorry, dude.
That's all right. So, yeah, for reference, I'm single, have been for like 6 months. This sounds like a really bad dating advertisement for myself.
I mean, it doesn't mean like you've been doing nothing, though. Like, I've sat on my ass for 6 months, I've seen no one. Like,
I still, like, go out and meet people.
I think you're one of those people as well. Like, you actively, like, talk to people and stuff. Like, I have other friends that... expect to just have a girlfriend handed to them or like a partner handed to them and like don't care about, you know, what people like and that. But, you know, it's you always try and like make conversation with people, which I think is more than what anyone else seems to be doing, like in my other friendship groups.
Yeah, well, I don't know. If you don't go out and like actively meet new people, you're not going to meet a new girlfriend.
Exactly. Like, it's not just going to happen. Like, I mean, even just like relationships, I mean, you know, yeah, like they take, you have to work it. It's not just happens. Like,
yeah, it's like meeting anyone like that. I mean, you can't really, like, work is not a no, it's not a go zone for me when it comes to dating. My friend group is notoriously like 85% male.
Yeah.
And apparently all their girlfriends just don't seem to have friends.
It's true.
I don't know what that's all about. But like, so I've been trying online dating. This is the first time in my adult life. I went from like 1 5-year relationship that ended when I was 21. And then when I was like 22 or like halfway through 21.
Yeah.
I met my then partner. And we were together for 5 years.
Two quite long stints.
Yeah. But I like missed out on Tinder. Like all my friends were running around having fun, like hooking up with people. It was like the golden age back then. And now it's a bit like, it's just a weird place for weird people.
Yeah, it does seem like it's somewhere that's quite easy for women and not so much for men.
Well, it's male dominated.
Yeah, so like women can just, you know, ignore men who they don't really care about.
Someone once told me like there's two different categories on Tinder. There's the 80% of people that are like getting masses of likes and stuff like that. And then there's the 20% who really don't. I'm in the 20%. And I attract 20%ers, for the most part.
So is that because, like, I honestly don't know how this shit works. Is that because, like, you don't pay for, like, the premium side of the app, or what?
Oh, so I've paid for the premium side before, because it was like, here, limited time offer, try premium. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. So it was about, it really doesn't do much, because at the end of the day, someone has to swipe you.
Okay, so what does actually premium do? Does that just give you, like, unlimited swipes, or...?
Yeah, so you get unlimited swipes, you get like 3 super likes.
Right.
And you get, I think you get this thing where you can like boost your profile like once a week.
Okay. So is this how you met that woman? Did you match with her or was it?
So let me explain something to you, Dave, that I don't think you'll ever understand. When you're a single male.
Right.
And boredom creeps in.
Right. Oh, God. Right.
You find yourself like 2 o'clock in the morning, just your standards slip massively.
You just swipe anyone, don't you? Is this what happened? You're just like,
oh,
yeah,
dude,
sure, whatever.
It's bad, isn't it? It's what happened.
Sorry.
No, so like 2 o'clock in the morning, it's like, oh, Becca liked you. So I was like, oh, okay, who's Becca? Now, rather than going through her photos like a normal person would,
right,
I saw the first one. I was like, yeah, all right.
She's all right, yeah.
You're blonde. It'll do. And like, normally I have no intention of messaging them if I've like swiped them and I've had second thoughts.
Yeah.
But I was sat at my desk at work and I was just like, you know, why not just start conversation? So I can't really read you the conversation because I think she's clicked like we've met or something. Or she's blocked me. I don't really understand what's going on with her.
Oh, okay.
But essentially I was like, oh, hey, how are you? She's like, hi, I'm good. How are you? And I was like, I am bored as, if I'm honest. She was like, oh, what are you up to? I was like, just sat at my desk doing work. Very bored.
The normal life.
Yeah, and she just started a conversation, like, oh, what do you do, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I do this and this. And she was like, oh, okay. And then, like, conversation kept continuing. And she was, like, very complimentary.
Okay, that sounds that's like, sound like a bad thing so far, you know?
No, it wasn't. It was, like, quite nice. As a medium ugly dude, to, like, receive compliments. Perfection.
I mean, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know us males. Any little compliment, we'll hold on to that forever.
Here we will. We'll soak that shit up.
So she called me cute. And then she was like, this is one thing they got me. She was like, oh, so do you like use any other apps to talk to people? And I was like, well, I use like Hinge and Bumble and stuff, but like, I'm not really great on those. And she was like, oh, that's very sweet. No, I meant like, do you use WhatsApp or Messenger? And I was like, yeah, I've got WhatsApp.
Yeah, so far, just to stop you for just a second, as far as I understand, a lot of conversations seem to swap from Tinder and move on to WhatsApp. Is that right? Because I don't...
Yeah, so I think like the end goal is to get someone's number and like start messaging them.
Mm, okay.
But like, it's happened 4 or 5 times now off dating apps where I've given someone my number or I've like gotten someone's number and they're all saved under my phone under like the respective apps.
Okay.
So, for instance, this one's called Becca Tinder.
Okay.
Let's have Molly Hinge, Lorna Hinge, Anna Hinge, and the other one what did used to be a Tinder, but is no longer a Tinder.
So she was trying to move the conversation onto WhatsApp.
Onto WhatsApps. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, yeah, that's fine, you know, I can give you my WhatsApp. Also then, it's no last names.
Okay, fair enough.
Whereas if I gave her my Facebook, she could, like, find me.
Stalk the shit out of you. Yeah. That's one thing that's quite terrifying about Facebook is like you can find people quite easily.
Yeah, but that's why I don't give them my like last name. Or if I've met up with some random chick in a bar or whatever and she's like, oh, can I have your number? So my name's Jason.
Close enough, right?
But yeah, well, it's that sort of like awkwardness of my name's so close to Jason anyway that in the future when they find out my name's Jacob, if I've let it go that far, it will just make them think that they like mistook my name when they heard
it. That's a good play.
And it's their fault.
That's a decent play.
See, that's big brain maneuvers right there. Anyway, back to the story. So we're talking on WhatsApp and stuff. I told her my jokes. She was happy with it.
Right, right. All good stuff.
And just started chit-chatting. Then about a week ago, she goes, oh, what are you up to tonight? Any fun plans? And I was like, oh, I'm going to watch a band. She was like, oh, really? What band? And I was like, I'm going to go watch I Wonder. She was like, Southampton.
Oh, God.
I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, cool. I'll be working it. Now, I'm pretty certain her profile at the time said door supervisor.
The posh way of saying.
Well, I now know what it means, but at the time I didn't know what it meant. And I never really questioned it. I just thought she worked in like a factory that made doors.
I guess you didn't really give it much thought. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever, you know, door.
Yeah,
whatever.
You just work in a factory that makes doors. It's fine. No, she's a bouncer.
Fair enough.
For any of you that's listening right now, if you didn't get that and you thought door factory worker, we are one and the same people. To everyone that knew that was a bouncer, you're 1,000 times smarter than me. So she was like, oh, yeah, I'll be running security. And I was like, security. That's very odd. Before this, also, for reference, she'd asked my height. That's like a very common thing on dating apps because some dating apps don't show your height.
Right.
She was like, oh, how tall are you? So I told her, like, I'm 5'11 on a good day.
Fair enough.
And she was like, oh, okay, I think I might be slightly taller than you. No, I don't mind like a lanky girl.
See, I know where this like, story's going. Like an, so.
If she's like an inch taller than me, that's fine. Yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm cool with that. But anyway, so my friend picks me up with his wife. We're chatting. I'm like, oh, I've been talking to a girl. She's working tonight. And they're like, oh, in the bar? And I was like, no, apparently she's security. And they were like, oh, God. And I was like, like mentally, when I thought security at a gig, I thought they'd just be at the front, you know?
Yeah, yeah, just the front door or whatever, yeah.
It's like a human barrier.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, well, I'm in the car going, and she's messaging me every 2 minutes. Are you coming tonight then?
What?
Has your friend responded to you? Do you know if you're coming? And I'm just like, nah.
That's like some incessant vibes right there. Like.
No, it very much was. I was very scared at this point. Because one, I don't think I actually wanted to ever meet her.
Yeah, now like now you're, it's a definite meet-up because you're going somewhere with some mates.
Yeah, but I'm not there to see
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
I'm there to do something else.
So you end up meeting at the door, right?
Well, yeah, I like rock up and I spot her from a distance. And I'm like, oh, like walking up, I was like, she's not like that tall, you know?
Yeah, the misconceived, like, yeah, not that tall, walks up to them. Okay, I was wrong.
Going up the steps, it was getting worse. And like, she hadn't clocked that I was walking up the steps yet.
Okay.
Mind you, she knows what I look like. She's got the picture. So I'm like, okay. So I walk all the way up and I go, hi. Just, you know, plain and simple greeting. Hi. Yep. Cut to like, oh, you're right. And then about 20 seconds of awkward silence.
Why 20 seconds? Why are you just
I don't know.
Standing there?
My friend and his silent. My friend and his wife are just looking at her. My friend's sister-in-law's there with her boyfriend. We're all just kind of stood there.
Just awkward silence waiting to go in, like.
Yeah, like.
Fair enough.
And then she goes, oh, wait, do any of you have bags? My friend's wife was like, yeah. And then she checked it and she was like, okay, yeah, you could get your ticket scanned over there. And I was like, right.
Awkward.
That was bare awkward, wasn't it?
So you just go in and you're like, that's it now. You're trying to forget about that awkward
yeah.
situation.
I'm like,
let's get some
I
drinks
tell you what,
in.
I head straight to the
yes,
bar.
My dude.
I'm like dabbling in stuff, my dude. I'm like double Di Serrano and Coke.
Get some liquids in.
I like neck that. I go for another one. In the meantime, I've been texted about 5 times
oh, no.
from that girl stood at the door. It was stuff like,
oh my God, it's so awkward. I'm sorry, it's so awkward. I told you I'd be awkward.
Right.
If you come back and say hi, it won't be as awkward.
And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to ignore that.
We'll just give that a miss.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just not going to respond to that right now.
So like after like the gig and whatever, did she catch you on the way out?
Well, like during the gig, she was still texting right. me. And I could see her like hovering around. Like she kept like darting in and out near me, but I didn't think she knew I was there.
Oh, okay.
But also, because my friends had all seen her, every time they saw her, they would point her out to me like, oh my God, there she is.
Oh, that's more awkward.
Yep. And
good mates.
Like midway through the set, right, I like just clock to my left because I feel like someone's staring at me. And there is an older security guard just so I'd like a grin from ear to ear just looking at
oh,
me.
God.
And I'm like, okay, so they all know.
Yeah.
So in my drunken stupor, I go off and have a piss.
Right.
And I'm like, right, I'm going to have to text you back.
Yeah, you've got no choice now.
So I just texted her while peeing, and I just said, nah, it's calm.
Nah, it's calm, as you do.
Proceed, like, cut to 8 more texts.
Oh, my God.
Like, nah, it's really not. I'm really sorry. Oh my God, you should definitely come say hi. Oh, be like less awkward next time. Like, and I was just there, like, back of my mind, I'm not here to see you. I'm here to watch Oh Wonder with my friends.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like you plan to meet up there. It's like, also, why would you meet up at her work? Like,
yeah, if someone turned up at my work, I'd be very shocked because I work from home.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past her at this point.
Well, yeah, that's one of my fears at this point.
Knock, knock, knock.
So, like, cut to, show ends. It was like, it was, the music was really good and the visuals were really good, but like stage presence, they have the stage presence of like children's theme park entertainers.
Oh, dear.
So she's just like super hyped and really squeaky. and really like positive, and I'm like the complete opposite of that.
That's fair.
But it was a good show. Like, they played it off really well. The dude just kept bringing out different guitars every 2 minutes. I think I counted like 8 in the end.
Fuck.
I was just like, why do you need so many? And yeah, it was all right. So, show's over. I immediately beelined to the bathroom, go take a piss, broke the seal.
The worst mistake ever.
Yeah, because then you need to pee every 5 minutes. It's just not fun. So I'm like, I've not responded to this girl at all. I've got my iWatch on, connected to my phone, so it's just pinging me every time I'm getting a message. I shit you not. If I put two fingers in a girl, I would be the human vibrator. Just the amount of notifications I was getting.
Oh dear.
It was too much. And then my friends were like, oh, we're gonna go get merch. So I like hung around there. Didn't spot the girl, the bouncer girl. Yeah. So I was like, I'm safe. Oh, I haven't even mentioned this. For reference to the podcast, she's built like a white Francis Ngannou. Like, tall and broad. Her wingspan is my body length.
So, yeah, she was, like, quite tall, right? How tall do you reckon she was?
I reckon about 6'3", 6'4".
So that's, like, my height.
Yeah. So, like, if you... Imagine you holding me in your arms, and that's exactly what it looked like.
Aw, that's cute.
Minus the beard. Yeah, but it's cute in, like, a little brother kind of, like, way. Not really an erotic way.
It can be if you want to be.
I'm all right. I've already got one really, like, tall stalker.
Yeah.
So I'm just chilling, you know, doing my own thing. I'm stood there waiting for them to get their merch. They get it, and we bounce.
Right.
And I'm not looking back.
Running.
Not running. I just walk off in a direction, you know.
It's like, ah!
We're just meandering the streets on the way back to the car. Yeah. Get 3 text messages.
Oh, my God.
First one reading, why didn't you say goodbye?
Wait, so she knew you left then? Jesus.
I think she saw me leave, but I think she was expecting me to come find her before I left.
Nah, fuck that.
Again, I'm not there to see you.
Isn't it? You're with like mates.
I'm there
as well.
To watch a band. Yeah, like I'm not just going to bring my whole cohort with me. Like, oh, guys, come meet this girl that I accidentally matched at Tinder at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, guys, do you want to hang around for half an hour while I go and speak to some random woman? Like, it's like, no, like. Like she could want you to like have a proper conversation, but then you've got to expect your mate to like your ride to just wait for you. That's kind of rude.
Yeah,
that's rude. Like,
I mean, her message of didn't say goodbye then, that in itself is a creepy message. And I know she knew it was creepy because by the time I had gone to respond to her, she had deleted it.
Oh God. Okay, so she knows you was given.
So she's. Oh my God, she's self-aware.
She's self-aware.
Also, reference for the podcast. I'm not that good looking. I am medium ugly, I'd say.
Oh, dude, you should not put yourself down. You're like a decent looking guy. Right?
I'd say like a 6.5 out of 10.
I'm not giving you a rating.
Well, no, that's my own self-rating. So for a girl to be this intently keen on me,
right?
Naturally suspicions arise, you know?
Okay.
It's kind of like, why are you this intently keen on me? Why out of like all the people I've ever matched on any dating app are you really into me?
Yeah, because there's keen and then there's
too keen.
What she does next.
So cut to like gig's over, she sent me the creepy text message and then I was getting follow up messages like, tell me if you're not into it. I promise I won't be upset, which is code for if you shoot me down now. It will be for you.
Yeah, that is like.
Plus,
God,
you can't like. You definitely cannot, after just meeting someone that you've been talking to on a dating app, turn around and be like, you know what, I'm just not feeling it, because then they're gonna think they're ugly.
Yeah, but you gotta tell them how it is, mate. Like, if you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it.
Oh, dude, I wasn't feeling it before. Like, this was a desperation match,
just didn't want it to be super awkward when you were going to see a gig.
Well, no, we'd speaking like 3 days. I had no idea she was working it. She didn't say anything.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay. And then, yeah, so getting all these messages like, oh my God, sorry if it's so awkward. And then I've ignored it all night and I'm about to go to bed. One last message. Kay, good night.
Oh, touched the nerve.
Yeah, like angry.
Yep. That's code for you.
And, I'm like, I can't just ghost her now because I don't know what kind of monster I've created.
Created a monster. No one sees monster.
So I've been giving her like just really short dead responses.
Yeah, just trying to like cut down the conversation.
Yeah, so I was like, oh hey, sorry for not like messaging you last night. Like, I was pretty drunk. She was like, I thought you didn't drink. And I was like, I don't normally, but you know, circumstance arose.
Special occasion, you know?
Yeah, let my hair down, you know? Can't get any worse, can it?
Southampton, night out, why not? Fuck yeah.
And then she was like, oh, you didn't come say hi yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
And I literally responded to her saying, I was watching a band.
Yeah, exactly.
And she gave me like the eye roll emoji. Oh, and I was like, oh my God, can you understand? I'm not there to see you. I didn't like go, oh, I might buy tickets to this show just in the hopes that some off chance miracle happened and I get to see you. No, I'm not that intent on like meeting you at all.
Yeah.
And then she was like, when are you free next? It's like, I don't know. So I told a lie. I was like, I'm working a week.
Porcupines.
Monday to Saturday.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, that sucks. Are you free in the evenings? No, sorry, doing overtime.
I'm constantly working. I'm not stopping working.
I am just 100% work.
24/7.
Look, you got to break yourself to make yourself.
Okay, yeah, go on.
So she's like, oh, but what about like this weekend? And I was like, oh, I've got dinner with the boys, hanging out with my friend on Saturday. Then like Sunday, I'm just kind of like hang out and relax a little bit because I'm going to have like a pretty busy weekend. So, oh, okay. So Friday night comes around. It's time for dinner with the boys.
Right.
She messages me. She's like, hey, you've been really quiet. You all right? It's like, yeah, just been busy at work. Now I've got to go out. She's like, I have a feeling we're about to get parred. So enjoy your night. That's definitely like looking for a response.
Okay. Yeah. That's
like, oh no, I'm not going to like... I'm not going to absolutely ignore you just because I'm out with my friends.
Yeah.
So I ignored her because I was out with my friends.
Yeah, of course.
Like a normal human being.
Yeah, I mean, usually when I go out with mates, I don't really look at my phone that much, right?
I don't sit there, like, intently on it. So I'm at dinner. I post a story, me and all the boys hanging out, you know? Yeah. Just, it's nice to see all of us together.
This is on...
It's like a new thing we've started, like, just getting together for meals, like adults.
Yeah, I don't do that.
And like, I wasn't thinking anything of it. We went out afterwards, got drinks, and then watched some weird, like, crazy clown metal band.
Okay, as you do.
And yeah, some random private account with no mutual followers kept viewing my story.
So this is on Instagram, right?
Yeah, this is on Instagram because you can like post a story, then see how many people have seen
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay. The bio literally just reads 27 with like the Union Jack. So I'm like, okay. This is definitely a female.
Some fake ass profile.
Who could this be? Well, no, it seemed like a legit profile. Okay,
just no picture.
Just, I can't really make out what's in the picture.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just kind of like, oh, that's a bit weird. Maybe they like just one off on a chance found me. So don't think anything of it. Go out with my friend on Saturday. We like go get some food, walk the dog, watch new Harry Potter.
We might have to revisit and that bit.
The same profile saw a story I posted of my dog at the beach.
Okay.
That same weird private profile.
So now it's a reoccurrence.
It's like, if we've got no mutual followers, that means you've searched for me.
Twice.
Yeah. And you've been viewing all my stories. So I'm like, okay, twice is a bit weird. Third day I post a story, me chilling with my dog. Boom. Guess who sees it? Man. Same profile.
Are you terrified at this point?
I'm like, who is this? What connection do I have to this person? So I'm looking at it. So I Google the username. She's previously told me that she's a gamer that plays Final Fantasy online.
Big FF fan.
So when I Google the like username, it comes up with like Reddit for Final Fantasy and all these Final Fantasy things.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's her. She's stalking
me. She's found
me. One... She only has my first name.
So
two, my username for Insta doesn't have my first name or my second name in it.
Oh, okay.
Three, my Facebook and Insta aren't connected.
I was wondering if you could, like, she might have been able to get your name, like, your full name from maybe the ticket, like, for the...
No, because the tickets were bought in my friend's wife's name.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
So... She must have done some serious cyber stalking to find
me. She found you, cuz. You're fucked.
I genuinely am terrified at this point.
Oh no.
Do you want to hear her last message
to
me?
Go on.
Right. We'll go through this dark route. Well, what I'll do is I'll like read it and then mark it as unread.
As you do. Well played.
So well, I'll give a little backstory. She's asked me like, what instruments do you play? And I told her, I play like this amount of instruments.
Yeah.
And she put, oh, that's impressive. And I was like, not really, it's quite a transferable skill. Once you know like one, you can figure out like a few of the others.
Yeah, okay.
She put, I guess, even still, that's kind of impressive. I was like, okay. And then, do you want to meet up when you have time? Totally cool if you don't. So that was Saturday night. And I responded over 24 hours later. Hey, sorry, been super busy. And then I put, I thought learning instruments would get me girls when I was younger. It definitely hasn't worked yet.
Hey.
And she put, I don't think you're selling it very well, to be fair. All mysterious about it. Like, it could definitely get you somewhere with this one right here.
Oh god.
Just like,
just got runaway vibes from that, my dude.
Yeah, I'm like, it's frightening. It genuinely
so
is.
So have you just not messaged back now? Is the company?
No.
Dude, please message her. Just hi.
No, because it's been 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I'm such a bad influence on everyone.
So, logically, to all our listeners out here, we need your help. We're going to put a poll out on this episode. I have three options. Well, four options, but one of them I really don't want to do. First option,
yeah,
text her saying I'm not feeling it. Second option, fake my own death. Third option, fake a girlfriend. Or fourth option, completely ghost her and block her on everything. So we're going to leave a poll on Spotify. We need you to help me decide my next move with this weird girl.
Yeah, okay. So at this point, it'll be, what, 7, 8, 9, what, like 10 days by the time you message back. So if Texas say not feeling it, it's going to be 10 days.
I mean, I think she kind of gets the point that I'm not feeling it at this point.
Right, okay, just skip back. How did you find the Harry Potter movie?
Average.
It wasn't...
not great.
It's like, oh yeah, you know, Fantastic Beasts. I really enjoyed the first two. Is that two?
Yeah, they were great. Like the ending to the second one where there's a massive dragon and it's like setting fire to everything and then they all get together and like slam their wands into the ground and then start fighting that fire with other fire.
Me and April both great. Like, where are the beasts? There's like, there's just one, this little deer thing.
No, there's this creepy little lobsters.
Oh, dude, that was the best bit of the movie.
Well, no, because the big monster in the middle was just a scorpion. Like,
I didn't care. I liked the fact that they had to do a little dance to like stop them from attacking them.
Yeah, that was great.
That was funny.
Don't get me wrong. But also, they've hyped up the Great Wizarding War out of like the first two movies.
Yeah, this one's dipped.
And like, this guy is possibly the baddest villain ever. And he gets defeated by a weird dog.
Weird dog. Oh, you mean the deer? Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, the deer thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the all-seeing deer. I'm going to kneel down or whatever.
You're telling me my man's just got wrecked by a creature that's about a week old.
Yep. And they're all just going to blindly follow it. It was pretty messed up, though. It's like, oh, yeah, I got the little deer. I'm going to kill it.
Oh, that bit shook me.
Oh, and
literally. Like, the Flash was like, yo, Mads Mikkelsen. I got you this deer, just like you asked. And no cap, it's like he forgot he wasn't in Hannibal.
Exactly.
And he just slits its throat, and I'm like, oh.
And then he just Lazarus pits it. It's like, what the fuck is actually happening?
And they're like, we're going to bring it back to life. I was like, at the end, the guy's like, oh, this is the real one. Look, it's alive. And then it just collapses. And you're like,
fucking dead thing. Oh, my God.
I felt so bad for that little one, though.
I think my favourite, like, wizard fight in it was the one with Dumbledore's brother's son. I forget what his name is. And they're in that
Credence.
Street, and, like, he's just literally launching the street at Dumbledore.
Yeah, but then they cut back to reality, and he's just a crackhead having an OD on the pavement.
Yeah, well, like, he's, like, in the mirror world, or the fuck it is. And then, yeah, and then it just, yeah, now he's having some sort of weird seizure on the fucking pavement.
Yeah, and everyone's just looking at him like, look at this young man, addicted to heroin.
He's being followed by a phoenix because he's dying.
That bit was quite cool. And also, I kind of want there was no real resolution to
it. No, there wasn't. I want him, because obviously he's like, right at the end, we're kind of ruining this for people, but right at the end, Dumbledore's brother's like, oh yeah, just come back home with us and like, I'll take care of you. It's a little bit late, but all right.
Yeah, like we'll be gang.
Yeah, gang.
I mean, he didn't know though.
No, he didn't. But the creepy messages on the mirror. It's like he doesn't even ask who it is. He's just replying to it. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just standing next to a mirror, cleaning it constantly, writing messages to some random person.
Apparently there's going to be 5 films.
Well, hopefully it gets better because this one wasn't that good.
Apparently the last one ends in 1945.
Okay. I did like the briefcase thing though. There was good parts of the movie, but do you know what I mean? There wasn't enough like animals and stuff, and they kept teasing him going and putting that weird deer thing into the briefcase and then never get it going into the briefcase, which was like one of my favorite parts of the older movies.
Wait, what?
So because he goes into his...
The deer was in the briefcase for the whole movie pretty much.
Yeah, but he never like goes into the briefcase to show off.
Oh yeah, what's inside.
Yeah, it. Which he did in the previous movies. In this one he just had the deer kind of like there.
Yeah, like this is a
as
deer.
As if like they he, couldn't afford the there. CGI.
It was just poorly executed. Mads Mikkelsen was like what genuinely one of the only good things about that film, yeah. Because he played it so well. He was so evil.
He
but charming as well.
Yeah, he played it really well.
We have diverted again.
Sorry, you mentioned Harry Potter. I had to talk about it, okay?
We're notorious on this show.
Okay, so I have no Tinder story, so I get to contribute like 0% to like personal stories. So
yeah, but you don't want it ever.
Right.
Like, it is bad.
So we're gonna like find random stories on internet and talk about other people's horrific fucking experiences of Tinder.
Yeah, we'll go to the number one place for bad Tinder experiences.
Reddit. Okay, so we're back and we have some stories. Story time.
Yeah, we've gone through Reddit and we found 2 stories each. And Dave's got a mini story as well.
It's like 2 that we found.
Yeah, but it's still a banger, isn't it?
It's funny.
These are 2 stories that we found funny that we're going to share with you. All right, Dave, I'll let you go first.
Okay, so most of the ones that I found are like from the woman's point of view, but this one just says, okay, this is the one that I said pre starting recording that you'd find relatable. So,
oh God. No.
Where is it? Okay, I gotta find it. Okay. So I matched up with this guy and we had a nice date, but I didn't want to see him again. Over the holidays, this man kept texting me and asked me when I'd be back. I let on that I didn't want to see him again, and this caused him to friend me on all social media. He even sent flowers to the school I taught at, which was super creepy because I'd never told him where I worked. I blocked him and I haven't met anyone on Tinder in a while.
I'm glad it's not just me.
I was going to say, like, this, like, Jacob, is this you trying to, like, hide your...
I mean, nah, she wasn't that bad, but she is, like, weird.
I mean, if flowers turn up at your door, that'd be fucked.
That is the great thing. She doesn't know where I live, so I'm yet. Pretty certain she can't murder me.
Yet.
And also, I haven't told her where I work, so she can't... Well, I work from home, but she can't turn up at my work.
Yeah, thank God.
So this is a story I found.
Go.
Tinder date with a famous chef. Oh. Where I was taken to a dive bar, where he promptly started talking about how famous he was.
Oh, douchebag news.
We drank and watched sports. He proceeded to tell me, "You're cute." And this eventually went into, "I'm going to make you bleed."
Oh,
That's a red flag.
That's.
He then invited one of his friends to come along. I went outside and he came up to kiss me. I was so drunk I kissed back. Eventually he proceeded to tell me how he was being charged with battering his ex-girlfriend. But he totally didn't do it.
Yeah,
eventually when it came time to pay the bill, he lost his wallet. Of course I get stuck with it. I'll pay you back. Needless to say, never got a payment. Then he leaned up against me. I thought he was trying to kiss me again, but I looked down and he was peeing on me in the street. Peeing on me. I swiftly, being too inebriated to drive, went and got myself a hotel room and a hot shower. Never again.
The hottest of all showers, I hope. Jesus Christ.
I don't know, my friend. So, my friend, when we were like 18.
Right.
He was dating one of my sister's friends who was like 16 at the time.
Okay.
And I don't think he listened, so he'll probably let me tell this story.
I mean, it's too late now.
Well, I've got two stories. First one, he weed on her in the shower. You know, he suggested it. They thought they'd try it. He weed on her.
As you do.
Not that bad.
Not really. Experimental. No. You know.
I mean, they were like, very much from what I understood, very much into like experimenting.
Yeah, why not? As young, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're young. You're only going to do it once. Next time, she goes out and gets drunk. This is like a couple of years later when she's 18 and he's like 20.
20-something, yeah.
Yeah, she messages him like, hey, I'm coming over after I go out with my friend. And just to let you know, I've bought lube.
Okay, what?
So my friend was like, oh, hell yeah. I don't think I've ever had sex using lube.
Right.
And so they're getting down to it. He's pretty inebriated. She's pretty inebriated. Getting down to it. He goes, I'm going to get the lube. She's like, yeah, it's just in my bag. Heat of the moment. He just grabs something. And he goes, is there any, like, a bottle of lube in there? She's like, yeah, it's fine. So they start, like, going at it. About 2 to 3 minutes later, he's like, oh, something's a bit up. Did you get, like, tingle lube or something?
Oh, no.
She was like, no, it's just normal. So he's like, oh, you know, I'll just plow through, keep going.
Oh, no.
She's, like, getting more in pain as it's going, and he's, like, feeling a real burn. Cut to, they're both in the shower, just, like, cold water on the private area.
Yeah. Well, they used. Come and, on.
When they came back in, he looked at the bottle he picked up, and it was hand sanitizer.
I knew it was going to be hand sanity. You fucking... Oh, that'd be horrific. That'd be so bad.
So bad. But I don't think, like, we've all got weird sex stories. I'm not going to make you tell yours because you...
Have you ever used Tingle Lube?
No.
Don't.
I'm not into that.
I'll leave it at that. Don't.
I mean, I'm not going to make you tell a sex story because your wife is probably in the room with you.
She's right next to me.
Yeah, let's not go into that bit. I mean, like, as recently as a couple months ago, I lost a condom in a go and had to go fishing it out. It is like
what the fuck?
So I got these condoms. They're like invisible condoms. More sense.
Oh, like, yeah. So, seen those, yeah.
So you don't like last 20 minutes or feel like you're having sex with a bag. They work really well.
Okay.
But like they are very small.
Oh no.
So it covers like, it's like a third of it.
Oh, okay. So they're shorter.
Yeah. Well, they're just tighter.
Right. That seems awful.
So I'm like going at it. She finishes. I finish. Pull my dick out. I'm like,
where's the condom?
I did have a condom on. And she goes, oh, you what? And I was like, yeah, I can't find the condom. And she goes, is it in me? Cut to, I've got to go up there with my hand and manually retrieve it.
I read a story once that was quite funny where this woman had they were like trying different shit and she got one of those like little like, you know, those like little like bullet vibrators.
Yeah.
So they were like, you know, experimenting and one thing leads to another and they'd been like using lube and that and she's like, oh yeah, put it on my ass. Like, so he does and then she like moves in a way that he accidentally slips the whole thing up her ass and she can't get it out.
My dude.
To the point where they start panicking. He's like trying to help her get it out. The guy's like parents have come back from wherever they were. Like they live with their parents. His mum's like knocking on the door like, yo, are you okay? Because she's like screaming. She keeps having an orgasm because it's up her ass.
Wait, can girls orgasm from like up the butt?
Some women can, yeah. And finally they get it out, but like it's just fuck it. That reading that story killed me.
I'd be so mortified.
Just like, oh, what was like, all the screaming about? You don't want to know.
I mean, I've had my mum walk in before when I've been going at it.
Oh, well done.
When I was younger. But my mum used to have a habit of knocking and then just opening rather than waiting for a response.
Yeah, my stepdad used to do that.
Yeah, but that's creepier, I think.
Yeah, I mean, well, he stopped doing it after a while.
I would fucking hope so.
I mean, I only lived at home right. until I was like 16, so 17, 18? I don't remember. I was young when I
lived. Some of that's illegal, right?
Yeah.
What he witnessed was illegal. Right, Dave, second story,
second
let's go.
Second story, okay. I met up with this guy on Tinder, and we seemed to click. Fast forward into the date, and he disappeared and came back holding a sandwich-sized bag, half full of what looked like broken glass. Crack. My Tinder date had crack. I politely declined his offer, and then... And then, when I had the opportunity, made an exit. A Tinder date crack. Had fucked off, bought a whole bag of crack, and come back. Oh, fuck's sake.
That's bad.
That's so fucked up. Who goes on a date and is like, yeah, I'm going to get some crack, fuck it. This is going so well, let's get crack.
Yeah, this makes me sound like a normal dude. I don't think I've ever got a crack on a date.
Who gets crack anyway?
That's going like full 10.
Yeah, it's like 0 to 100 on the crazy scale, like fuck right off.
Even on like the drug scale, that's like a hardcore drug.
Yeah, it is. That's a jump.
You don't just get crack.
A little bag of weed to a fucking, you know, oh yeah, I'm going to do crack on my first date with someone.
Jesus, crack. Oh, yeah. You've got to feel bad for her, ain't you?
You would run, though. I'd be like, nah, fuck it, see you later.
I don't know. If she's super hot and wants to get into crack, then I might just have to start taking crack.
No, you just got to start dealing crack.
No, because then I'm just like effectively prostituting her out.
Yeah, well.
Right, my second story.
Go, let's enjoy.
This is from a male perspective, so this is a...
Yeah, mine are all from
it's pretty good.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. We're getting diversity up in here. Met girl. She was quite vocal about no hookups.
Okay.
We went out, got drunk. She used the line, want to come back to mine and put your penis in my vagina? So I did.
Straight to the point.
Just as we started, she said, oh, I love you. I love you. Do you love me too? I didn't reply. I just thought, concentrate. That's relatable. 100% relatable. When we're going downtown, we're just thinking of one thing.
Yeah.
What's happening in the moment? We're not thinking about all the others. Anyway, it was a good night, but then she got really demanding and argumentative. It takes me a while to get used to starting to see somebody. I like to get to know them a bit. She was talking about kids within a day of meeting, and I wasn't quite ready for that conversation. Then she got really shitty that I wasn't as committed as her, called me all sorts of names, and said that I shouldn't be on Tinder if I wasn't going to take our relationship seriously.
What?
It was a whirlwind. It felt like a year's worth of emotion bundled into about 3 days. I deactivated my account and stuck with masturbation.
Oh, dude.
You're not wrong there, my king.
That's
you know?
Fucked. That's so weird.
That low-key reminds me of a time I matched a girl on Hinge, met up with her on one date, and she kept like inviting me around to her parents' house. And that ended with her saying, hey, so I don't know what you're looking for, but I'm looking for a relationship.
Yeah, but you're skipping some steps. Like, you got to get to know each other.
Yeah, like, we went out and, like, hung out for a bit, but, like...
I get hooking up, like, but goddamn, you need, like, need some time together.
I hadn't even slept with her.
I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, yours and this person who you just read their story of. Like, you need to get to know someone before, you know, jumping the step of meeting parents and all that other, like, jargon.
Yeah, it's not great. But some girls are like that, though. That's what I'm finding really hard about dating, like, online. Because I'm very much into, like, pursuing girls, if that makes sense.
I mean, I get that. But, like, you also don't want to just jump headfirst into a relationship and then it just goes to shit. You might as well take your time and get to know somebody.
Yeah, agreed. But, yeah, girls do not move like that.
Boring.
Well, the girls I match with anyway, it just seems like they don't understand how to be single and don't really want to be single, so they just try and push something.
Fair enough.
Which I think is like the main issue with online dating.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like fun, I'm not going to lie.
Don't ever do it, Dave.
Don't ever do it.
If she wants a divorce, you bend over backwards to make sure that does not happen. If you've upset her, always apologize.
I upset her constantly. She just beats the shit out of me and it's just like, all right, that'll do.
See, that's fine. Just don't be single, Dave.
Just take a good whacking.
Have you ever watched the IT Crowd?
Of course I have, yeah.
You know when she's a smoker and she keeps going out and it's like just desolate?
Yes, yeah.
That is life on dating apps. You're just like looking into the glass like, wow.
I thought you were going to make a reference to the whole, the guy thinks he's like, that Jen is dead. And the guy's like, yeah, she went on a date with him. And she was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, I was the last person she had sex with. And she started like, obviously Jen wasn't dead. And like, he was just telling the whole office that he'd had sex with her. And then he started thinking that he was seeing Jen's ghost. And there's a bit in the end where like Jen is at his house outside his window, just scream like in the rain, just screaming, stop telling people I had sex with you, you bastard. It's so fucking funny.
I mean, I haven't told anyone I'm dead yet.
Yeah, probably dead.
But like, not yet, because we have to wait for the results of the poll.
Yeah, exactly. Fake death number
two.
So
let us know on Spotify or Anchor or tweet us. Leave a comment if you're on YouTube and tell us, yeah, what my option should be. Right, Dave, last story.
Okay, the little mini one I have. Okay, not only was the guy I met up with not the person in his pictures, he told me I looked different than what he had expected and offered me petrol money to leave.
That is backhanded. That's
kind of savage.
That is so bad.
Just, oh, fuck off.
I mean, at least he offered petrol money, though.
So basically, they both tried to catfish each other and he just offered her petrol money to fuck off.
I mean, I haven't had a catfish yet.
I'm sure
you have. I don't know. Weird Stalker was like, kind of like...
I guess, yeah, because she didn't really tell you how much taller she said that she was.
Just... I'll tell you what, the pictures, like, they did...
She hid it.
They didn't, like, yeah.
Okay.
They were pretty good. But then, like, I quite like just reading people's bios.
Okay.
I found one. Well, my friends keep sending me this one profile of this girl, right?
Oh, no. Right.
Let me read you the profile, because it's this might have to be
by you saying
censored.
Me and my friends, I'm getting the feeling that this is already going to be the worst fucking profile.
Also, if men find funny Tinder profiles or bios, we do send them to each other. But this is...
Send them to us
for reference,
as well, please.
I've been sent this by two different individuals.
Right. Go on.
And I'm going to send the picture after into the group chat. And yeah, you can see if the profile matches. Also, we're going to have to censor this. I don't think I say this word. It starts very innocently. Work full time.
Okay.
You know, nice, good, valid. Aspirations. Yeah. Got a job. Nonces should be hanged, making young ones' life sound.
Oh, fuck. Jesus. That's a step going.
It just goes straight into it.
There's no fucking about.
Love the single life, but it would be nice to find the right one.
Okay,
yeah, standard.
Yeah.
There are so many fuckboys out and can't be bothered to even admit.
Okay.
I will send you her profile.
Oh, go on.
I'm quite confused. And I'll tell you for why.
I'll tell you for why, yeah.
What fuckboys has she been encountering? And when did the bar slips, King?
Okay.
Kings.
That profile picture does not match Josh. What is she? Jesus Christ.
No. That is awful. I also once found someone whose Tinder profile was a CCTV picture of themselves.
Wait. Just go. Dude, she does not look 23.
I've actually seen her in person and she's a lot worse.
Oh, God.
I didn't meet up with her for reference.
You matched.
You know when you spot
a
face. I've sent you the female Nicolas Cage. I found Nicolas Cage.
Yes,
as a female.
You did. That was a good one, though.
That was actually one of my better ones. This Hinge prompt. So Hinge is different. You get prompts and you get to respond to them. So like, rather than just sending a blank message, it gives you something to talk about.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Someone's put, I want someone who is Oxford Dictionary in the street, Urban Dictionary in the sheets.
Well played.
I thought that was pretty good. I've also matched with a stripper.
Never a bad thing.
That was unrelated. I mean, I didn't message her. This person's profile reads, "Are you from Mississippi? Because you're the only guy whose piss I'd sippy."
Oh, god damn it, dude.
Classic.
Classic? That's fucking grim.
I don't know. That's pretty out there.
One for the ages.
Also, it's very weird when you find like people's ex-girlfriends or like...
Is it weird when you find people that you know?
Mutual friends. So on Tinder, there's something called a super like.
Right.
That means you're really keen on them. But if you go through the apps, they all change as to what function does what, if that makes sense.
Right.
So on Hinge, if you swipe up, it shows you more of their profile.
Okay.
On Tinder, if you double tap, it shows you more pictures. However, on Tinder, if you swipe up, it super likes them.
That would fuck me up.
So I found someone who I used to go to school with, we used to hang out, and I super liked her.
Oh, on purpose?
No, because I wanted to see what more pictures she had, see if she got better with age.
Oh, no. Well done, mate. Well done. Did she reply to you?
No, we kind of matched and I never responded, which is like 10 times out of 10 what I do. This one's Hinge profile. Wait, so you puts match typical people, Sunday.
And then you just don't reply anyway.
Yeah, because I get like post-match regret.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, second thought, I probably wouldn't.
At least you're getting matches, though, I guess. I guess that's one thing.
Yeah, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I get a little bit. It's not great.
You've just taken and really
the
good
choices
photos,
aren't great. You? No, my first photo is me with the Eiffel Tower as my dick.
Well,
you know, it does it for some people.
Well played.
This person's Hinge profile, Dave, says typical Sunday.
Right.
Anal.
Oh. I mean, at least you know what they like.
She's straight to the point. I quite like it. Someone I went to primary school, I found her on a dating app.
Right. Oh,
God. The hallmark of a good relationship is good laughs, great conversations, and decent sex.
Okay, that's not that bad.
I mean, yeah, but she was like really quiet and reserved.
Yeah.
What about this? If loving this is wrong, I don't want to be right. Soy sauce on my bacon sandwich.
Soy sauce on bacon? That's a lot of salt.
On a bacon sandwich. That is... Ooh, people, stop ruining cultures.
I do like soy sauce, though.
Yeah, I do too. I put it on most things, but not bacon sandwiches.
No, not bacon sandwich. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Right, this is one I found myself. It goes, I'm pretty frigid, so don't even bother downstairs. I'm tighter than a submarine door, but the back door looks like a yawning hippo.
For fuck's sake.
Supposedly, the human head shares many properties with a watermelon. Fun fact for you, I can actually crush a watermelon between my incredible quads and sacrifice your fucking worthless life to the many-faced god. British.
I mean,
like, I should put British at the end just to be like...
If you're into dominating and shit, I guess that's fine. I mean, it's also, you know, murder, but, you know, worry about that
yeah,
later.
Yeah, vibes. Vibes. This one, really into scat. Add me up if you want to get muddy. I, too, am a fan of jazz.
Going back to IT Crowd, have you seen the one where I forget what his name is, the black guy in there, accidentally, like, he's trying
Moss.
To... Yeah, Moss is trying to find, like, a new friend or something. And he, like, he's looking through, like, the ads in, like, a newspaper or something. Anyway, he finds this guy and he goes around and it turns out that the guy is a cannibal. And he's basically
yeah.
around there and he wants to eat Moss.
And then Roy wants to watch a TV show.
Yeah, and they all end up just going around his to, like, watch this movie because they don't want it to
and
get
he's like,
ruined.
When are we getting down to it? And he's like, oh, yeah, in a minute.
And then they get raided by the police right at the end. So good. IT Crowd, man, it's a classic. It's so good now.
It is an elite show.
Yeah.
Right, I think that's where we're going to end it.
That sounds like a good
Thank
place.
You for listening. We'll put the poll up. Let me know. Do I tell her I'm not into it? Fake my own death? Fake having a girlfriend? Or just ghost her?
That's it.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Incoming
Discussion. It took me a while there. My brain was thinking Incoming Discussion. It just never works out. Right, see ya.
Bye.